This is the Employment Law Show.
Well, good evening. Welcome to Wednesday. School's here. Super Dave is on the board. Lior Sanfiru's on the other microphone. We've got you covered in every possible angle. We're going to talk about employment law. It may come as a shocking thing, but it's been this way for 11 years. Why? Because people still need to know stuff, and they're not getting it right. It goes for employers, too. So we'll make you smarter over the next 30 minutes. If you want to reach out to Lior after the show, we always tell you to do that as well. Maybe a matter that's going to take a little bit of time to talk about and get through it. You can always do that at 1-855-821-5900, help@employmentlawyer.ca, and the website I know Lior likes to reference all the time. It's a good one called pocketemploymentlawyer.ca. That will tell you, as among other things, you'll have access to the severance calculator, which is, of course, free and anonymous at pocketemploymentlawyer.ca. But like I mentioned, right now on air, 416-870-6400. Join us on air and ask your questions starting now. So let's go for it. Super severance. That's the topic for this evening. The times when the amount of severance you are owed will make your jaw drop. Now, it's probably most times, but these are exceptional. So we'll get to those in just a bit. But Lior, we always start off out with the case of the day. What do you got cooking?
Hey, Johnny. Good to be back. Good to be talking about employment law. I had already an excitingly busy day. I do a live stream every Wednesday. And I talk about employment law, answer lots and lots of questions. So I want to continue it right now on the radio to make sure that our good listeners know the answers to the employment law questions that are on their mind. So if you're dealing with a problem at work, no need to deal with it alone. We've got your back right here, right now. Whatever that issue is, whether you think your boss is not being reasonable, you're put on a performance improvement plan, maybe your job is being threatened, whatever it is, if it has to do with your boss, your workplace, employment law, this is the time and place to get those issues resolved. And of course, if you don't have issues to resolve, you just want to learn more, we got you covered there as well. I promise you that by listening to the show, every time we're on, you'll learn more and more about your legal rights. Such an important thing to know about.
Mm-hmm.
And as John said, I'm here every day, and we're doing the show for 30 minutes every day. But beyond the 30 minutes of the show, you can reach me and my team in the office, and we'll give you that contact information throughout the show. But let me tell you about a situation that came across my desk this morning. I spoke with a gentleman that worked as a salesperson in a fairly large company, and he had a combination of both salary and commissions.
Mm-hmm.
Well, he recently was on the verge of closing the biggest deal he's ever had. This would have resulted in a six-figure commission for him.
Wow.
Huge deal. Well, wouldn't you know it, John, on the eve of the deal closing, you know, just some paperwork to shuffle around to make it happen, company lets him go. And they insinuate to him that, you know, that they're doing that to avoid paying him the big commission checks. So they figured, you know what, we're going to have to write this guy a six-figure check. Why don't we just let him go and avoid that altogether? We just saved a bunch of money. So this person, upset, angry, distraught, contacts me, and he wants to understand his rights. So there is an implied term in everyone's employment arrangement that their employer is going to act in good faith. So that means if you're working towards something, that your employer is going to act in good faith to allow that to happen, to allow you to succeed, to allow you to take the benefits of your position. And if your employer doesn't do that, they're in breach of contract. Well, that's the case here. Even though, strictly speaking, the deal's not closed yet, the ink is not yet on the paper. So the company can say, well, the deal hasn't closed, so therefore we're not going to pay you commission. Nonsense. That's not going to work. The company is not acting in good faith. So because of that, yeah, they're going to have to pay him severance. We know that. Severance is going to be substantial. But in addition to that, they're going to have to pay him for this commission that's going to close in the meantime. So bottom line is this. If your employer owes you some money or owes you anything, something that they promised you, they can't avoid giving you that, paying you that, just by letting you go, by finding a convenient date to terminate your employment. The law is smarter than that. And it's not fair, it's not right, and not only that, so they're going to have to pay him, I've already said that, but by acting in bad faith, by letting this guy go just to save money that they owe him, there could be additional damages, maybe punitive damages against this company for the bad treatment. So this company didn't do this right. If any of this sounds familiar, if you're believe that the company is not paying you what they owe you, do what this guy did. Give me a call. There's very likely a solution.
So as we've discussed, you know, in the past many times, Leor, the general rule when it comes to that sort of thing with salespeople, as long as all your work in the sale is complete, okay, you've put down your pen, you cross your arms, you're ready, you're waiting for the payment. It may not come in 3 months or 5 months. That just may be how long it takes. It doesn't matter. You're still owed that, right?
That's 100% true, but I'm going to take it a step further. So let's say what you also had to do is you had to meet the client today at their office to get their signature on a piece of paper. Mm-hmm. And just as you were getting ready to go to the client's office, the company says, don't go, we're letting you go now.
Right.
Well, even in that situation, because the company's not acting in good faith, you're still going to get the commission. And they can't say, hey, you didn't do everything. You didn't get their signature yet. So the company can't mess around, can't play those games so as to try to avoid paying someone money that they legitimately earned.
Again, 416-870-6400. That is how you join us here on air and bring up your point of the conversation. Do you have any questions about your job, employment, something that's got you scratching your head, bring it on air. We'd love to talk to you. In the meantime, Super Severance, the times when the amount of severance you are owed will make your jaw drop. These are really good. First one you've got here in the list, Leor's of Beauty, says when the company you work for goes through changes in ownership. They often try that one.
By the way, John, if I was a superhero, I think I'd be Super Severance Man. That would be my name. But what we want to talk about, of course, is situations where you'd be very surprised by just how much severance you're owed. Now, you made the point earlier that in pretty much every situation, you're very likely owed much more than you realize, much more than you think. But there's those situations we're going to talk about now where it's even more so. And one good example is where the business that you're working for has been bought and sold, the ownership has changed. And the reason why that's true, where you're going to be surprised by the severance, and I see this time and time again, is a new company comes in and they take you on and they let you go, and they don't realize they have to account for your full seniority, even with the previous company. So you may have only worked with the new company for a year, but you may have had 20 years with the previous company. Well, guess what? That full 21 years count towards your seniority, which means they count towards your severance. So in a sale of a business, even though a company may try to limit your severance, may try to say, no, no, whatever happened before is between you and the previous owner. We're this company. We're the new owner. So that's not our problem. Not the case. If you continued working with the company, if they took you on, they inherit your service. So when they let you go, they have to account for the full service. So that severance check, that severance amount that you're owed, is going to be a significant amount, and likely more than the company realizes they have to pay, and more than you realize as well.
Super Severance, those times when the amount can be a lot more than you think. Your jaw might drop when we tell you what the numbers are throughout this list, which we will return to after a short break. Stick around. We're coming right back.
Welcome back to the Employment Law Show.
And welcome back to it. It's 6:42. You bet it's Wednesday evening. Leor Sanfiru is your guy, both during the show and beyond. It's 1-855-821-5900 to reach out. help@employmentlawyer.ca. That's the email address we always use. And again, that website to learn so much more. Have access as well to that severance calculator. It's free. It'll do wonders. And that is pocketemploymentlawyer.ca. Back to it. Super Severance, the times when the amount of severance you are owed might just make your jaw drop. How about this one? When you're recruited away from a secure job, only then to be let go. Wow.
Yeah. So if you're working at a job, you're minding your own business, you're doing your thing, and then you get this knock on the door or this email or this text message from a recruiter or a company, and eventually they convince you to leave and join them. You weren't chopping your resume out. You weren't on LinkedIn looking for opportunities. They came after you. But you know what? You took the job and things didn't work out. At some point later, in the next 2-3 years or so, they let you go. Well, guess what? Because you were recruited away, you're now owed enhanced severance that recognizes your time with the previous company. So you may have only had a year with this company after you started with them, and then they let you go for whatever reason. But you may have had, I don't know, 20 years again with the previous company. Well, now you're a 21-year employee, and you could be owed as much as 2 years of severance, even though you only worked for a year. So, yeah, if that doesn't make your jaw drop, I don't know what will. So your entitlements are going to be very significant. The legal term we use for this is inducement. If you're induced to leave a secure job, only to then be let go, you're going to be owed enhanced severance. So it's even more important than ever to give me a call, not to sign off on that severance letter, because I can guarantee you, when your employer lets you go, that new company that you started with, that severance letter is not going to account for the time you had with the previous company. No chance of that. To get you that, to get you what you're actually owed, we'll have to push them a bit. So you always contact me in that situation. Yeah, you may be completely shocked by just how much you're owed.
And this is always a good time, which you always throw the reminder out as well, Leor, if you're making the jump to that company, you get pulled away, do not sign anything in that contract that says they will not recognize previous service, because that could be a whole different kettle of fish for you, right?
Yeah, you don't need it to say that they will recognize past service.
Yeah.
You just don't want to say that it won't. It could be neutral and completely silent on that issue. That's fine. You also don't want to agree to be on probation. Why do you agree to be on probation if they recruited you away? You also don't want to agree to anything that limits future severance. So that employment agreement that is always vitally important becomes much more important even when you're recruited away from another job. Certainly do not sign it without having me review it first.
Another situation where there may be what we call super severance, Leor, is when you're a short service employee. This one employers often get wrong, maybe not for any sort of wrong reasons, except they just maybe not know, right?
Absolutely. It's very easy to think and to believe that if you didn't work for a long time, maybe you only worked for a few months, maybe a year, a couple of years, that whatever severance you get is going to be nominal, a week, couple of weeks pay maybe, and that's it. And employers may think that, certainly employees may think that. Well, I was there for 10 months. They're offering me 2 weeks pay. That's pretty good, right? That's more than 2 weeks per year. Nonsense. Not good. Not even close. And the reason for that is that short service employees are actually treated better, disproportionately better when it comes to severance than longer service employees. So that means that short service employees, even though you may have only worked for a few months, your severance is going to be measured in months, not days, not weeks. You may have worked for the company for 10 months. You could be owed 4, 5, 6 months of severance. You could have worked for 3 months and still be owed 4 months severance. The length of severance can be greater than the length of employment with short service employees. So that's just a long way of saying that please, please, please do not accept that severance offer. Do not walk away from your rights just because you're a short service employee. You have significant entitlements. You'll be surprised, shocked. Your employer, I'm sure, will as well when the realization hits as to what you're owed as a short service employee.
And again, quick reminder, pocketemploymentlawyer.ca with that severance calculator tool on there as well. You can use that and it'll back up exactly what we're saying. Okay, number four here when it comes to super severance, when you have a serious medical condition and you're let go.
Absolutely. So it's not legal be let go when when you have a serious medical condition. That could be a human rights violation. So right off the bat, it's illegal. But we're not talking about that. We're talking about super severance. We're talking about, forget about the human rights aspect of this. Why is severance going to be that much more? Well, it's going to be more because if you have a serious medical condition, presumably it's going to mean that it's going to be more difficult for you to find another job. So if because of your medical condition, now you were let go, you have that condition, you're either not going to be able to find a job because of it, or it's going to be very hard because there's only so many jobs you can do with your medical condition. That means that you're owed enhanced severance. So let's say someone that didn't have that condition in your situation would have gotten 10 months severance. Because you have that medical condition, you could be owed 18 months severance. So it can make a massive, massive difference. The reality is that anything that happens that makes it more difficult for you to find another job, more difficult for you to replace the income that you've lost, can increase, significantly increase, the amount of severance that you're owed.
Super severance continues when you are let go at a time when the unemployment rate is high. That's not an excuse, right?
Well, if you're let go when the unemployment rate is high, your employer may be doing it for legitimate reasons. They're slow and they're not picking on you. They have to make a change. And I get that. But not only is it not an excuse, they actually have to pay you an enhanced severance. Why? Well, it goes back to what I said earlier. If the unemployment rate is high, it means that there's more people looking for jobs. It means it's going to be harder to find a job. more people looking, it means less jobs available per person. And if it's going to take you longer to find another job, again, more severance. So if you compare individuals that are let go during great economic times or during bad economic times, those that are let go during bad economic times get more severance. Because what we don't look at is that we actually, the law does not consider the financial situation of the company. The law considers your ability to find another job. So now, I know this is where employers are going to call me and yell at me, but I don't make up the laws here. So it's kind of silly to be upset with me. That's the way the law is. Whether we like it or we agree with it, doesn't matter. The law makes it clear that if the individual employee, because of the state of the economy, because of the unemployment rate, they're going to have a hard time finding a job. It's going to take them longer than they would otherwise. That means the employer that lets them go has to make up for that by paying them even more severance. So we're talking that super severance. Yeah, that's a classic example of a situation where your severance now becomes supercharged because of that high unemployment rate.
This next one, I know you got a great story to go with this one as well. Another situation when you're let go in the middle of a fixed term contract. So you're not done working for them yet and they let you go.
Yeah, so, you know, what's a fixed-term contract? The fixed-term contract, as the name says, it's a contract of employment for a specific and defined period of time. A year, 2 years, 10 years, a specific period of time. So if you have agreed to a contract for a particular period of time and you are let go before that time ends, well, you're actually owed to compensation for the balance of the contract. So if you signed a three-year agreement, and then they let you go 6 months into it, well, you're owed for the remaining 2.5 years. They have to pay you that even though you're not working anymore, even though they let you go. So talk about super severance. Yeah. So whereas normally maybe you would have gotten 3 months severance, in that example, you'd be owed 2.5 years severance because of that agreement. So for many employees, if you have a fixed term contract and you let go before, that can mean much more severance. And John said, I have a great example. I had a client some years ago that had signed a five-year contract and was let go 2 or 3 months into it. Well, guess what? The company, I'm sure, fainted when they saw my letter saying, you got to pay this guy for the next 4 years and 20 months. And eventually they gave him his job back, not surprising. But that's the way the law works. Even though it may be a mistake that the company made, they thought they'll need you for 5 years, something's changed, doesn't matter. It's a fixed-term contract. They have to pay you the balance. So that could easily be super severance right there.
I want to grab a call here in between. Gary, thanks for taking the time, pal. Good evening. How are you?
No, pretty good. Just yourself?
Good, sir. What's on your mind?
All righty. I got a friend of mine. She's she's a waitress. And she's been there 6 months. And they just told her, you know, the tip cups they have for tips?
Mm-hmm.
They just told her that if they see anybody with a tip cup out, they're going to be fired. I just wondered if that's, you know, is that all right? Or
sorry, what do you mean by tip cup out? So I'm not sure I understand.
You know, when you go in to eat and that, and you pay, and you go up to pay, and then you want to give her like a tip. So they have it. At the cashier, they have a where you can put your tips.
Yeah, it says tips, like a little plastic cup, so that she's not allowed to do that.
They said, yeah, they just made the new rule that if they see anybody with a tip cup out, that they're going to be fired.
So obviously, I mean, that may be unreasonable, and you know, not something that your friend likes. It's not illegal. The employer is not breaking any laws by doing that. So
okay,
I'll tell you this: if your friend is caught doing that, that doesn't mean she can just be fired legally for one time. So they may have to give her a warning and say, don't do it again. But ultimately, yeah, it's something that she could potentially be disciplined for if they made it clear that we don't want that, that that's kind of not acceptable. So my best advice would be not to do it if the company, for whatever reason, feels that that shouldn't be done in the workplace.
But that's how they make most of their pay. It's like they only get $16 an hour.
Yeah,
I mean, they can just fire her for that?
Well, if the net effect of this, so here's the key. If the net effect of what they've done is that she's making less money, that could result in a constructive dismissal. So that doesn't mean that she can do it and ignore them. Absolutely not. But what it means is if they insist on that, then she can show that because of that, she, let's say she used to make, I don't know, $20 an hour with the tips, and now she's only making 16. Well, that reduction can mean that she can consider that to be a constructive dismissal. She can consider the herself as being let go and require them to pay her severance. So that's an option that she has. But what she doesn't have the option to do is to just ignore them and to do it anyway.
Right, right. Okay. So she would have to, she would have to prove that she's going to make less.
Yeah, she'd have to show that with the tips and before they had this policy, she was making this money, this amount of money, and now she's making this amount of money less. If she wants to pursue a constructive dismissal, have her give me a call.
Yeah.
Gary, got to let you go, pal. We're almost out of time, but that's a good one for sure. And going forward, just before the end of the show, I'll give you the number to reach out to Lior. But super severance is what we've been talking about this entire half hour. Another way to get that, you may not be aware, is when you're let go after working in an industry that's just not hiring. You may have to get more because it's slim pickings, right?
Exactly. And you know, there's industries that are not hiring. There's industries where maybe they've had massive layoffs, so they're kind of shrinking rather than expanding. Or maybe industries that are just not the types of industry that you know, the future or the even the present are productive. So if you're in one of those industries, kind of a dying industry, and you've worked there for a while and that's kind of what you know, you may need extra time to be retrained. You may need extra time to find something different than what you've been doing. And this extra time means you have to be making more severance. You're not going to find a job quickly. You're not going to just be able to walk across the street to somewhere else and get a similar job. So because it's going to take you longer, because you're now in this industry that's shrinking rather than expanding, the employer that lets you go is going to have to pay you enhanced severance as well. And the key here is this: anything that can make it more difficult for you to find another job, any situation that impacts your employability, can absolutely result in more severance.
How about finally, you know, when you're an older employee and you're not ready to retire?
So we don't have mandatory retirement anymore. We got rid of that many years ago. So you can work till whatever age you want. So if you're let go and you're an older employee, remember, older employees get more severance. Now, as long as you're still willing to work and looking for work, you can show that that's the case, your company's going to have to pay you more severance. So, you know, a 70-year-old employee is going to get a lot more severance than a 40-year-old employee. Mm-hmm. So age could be a major factor that enhances your severance significantly.
And with that, we are just about out of time. Appreciate you listening. And Gary, thank you for calling in. If you want to email Lior now or call Lior in your own time, I said you can always do that. And here's those numbers and contact one more time. 1-855-821-5900 to call. help@employmentlawyer.ca is that email address. And again, all things you need to know beyond this half hour of the show and access to that severance calculator too is pocketemploymentlawyer.ca. Back at it tomorrow, back here at 6:30 with the Thursday edition of the Employment Law Show. See you then.
The preceding was a paid commercial program. Unless otherwise identified, the guests on the program are employees of or otherwise represent the advertiser. The opinions expressed therein are those of the advertiser and do not necessarily reflect the views and policies of Corus Entertainment.